This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Metcalf County farmer is among those that were busy this winter producing maple syrup. Richard and Pam Hines own Hines Eastport Farm, located on the Little Barren River, with Richard saying after retiring from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they decided to try making maple syrup.
I'm a retired wildlife biologist, and I've worked in the outdoors all my life. And we moved here and have a farm, and one spring I was thinking, you know, they're making maple syrup. I said, wonder if we could make it here. So I went out and tapped the trees.
Hines says they started out small in the beginning.
We made about a quart of maple syrup. So, and it was really good. So I thought, well, we can expand this a little bit. The next year we made maybe 2.5 to 3 quarts, you know, and well, I think maybe we could get a little bit bigger. And then my son made a big pan, and I think we made a couple of gallons that year.
He says their maple syrup production has grown significantly.
Now we're selling it at 2 farmers markets and at least 2 little grocery stores around here carry our maple syrup.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Put a little spring in your step. There's no better place than the Bluegrass State. And Kentucky's 45 state parks offer wide open spaces to play and stay, including private cottages and lakeside campgrounds. Plus, you can tee up at 13 nationally recognized golf courses nestled in beautiful surroundings. Plan your getaway today at parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Richard Hines from Metcalf County says they have changed the way they collect the sap from the 219 maple trees they have tapped on the farm now.
First 2 or 3 years we did it, we had buckets. And you had to go up to each tree, take the bucket, take it down, you know, take it back to the evaporator. And then I started reading about it. And up north, they use these flexible lines. Right. And so I started tying it in with that.
He adds making maple syrup and living in Metcalf County allows him to enjoy his retirement.
My wife and I have a farm here on the Little Barren River. And I'm an avid smallmouth fisherman, as most people will tell you.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.